This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump said Friday the U.S. government was working with other countries to develop a coronavirus vaccine at an accelerated pace while preparing to distribute a vaccine once one is ready. In announcing the effort, dubbed Operation Warp Speed, Trump said the government would invest in all the top coronavirus vaccine candidates and said a list had been narrowed to 14 promising possibilities. He said his administration would mobilize its forces to get a vaccine distributed once one was in place.
This will eliminate any unnecessary delay and enable us to begin providing Americans with a proven vaccine the day our scientists say, we're ready, we got it.
Experts have warned it would likely take 12 to 18 months or more to get a vaccine ready for the public. But the president has sought to speed up that time frame while also playing down the need for a vaccine as he encourages U.S. states to reopen their economies. President Donald Trump expressed no concern Friday about a rapid coronavirus test the White House has been relying on to ensure his safety, even though FDA Commissioner Stephen Hahn has admitted it might not be 100% accurate. AP's Sagar Meghani has more.
The Food and Drug Administration says it's reviewing preliminary data suggesting the Abbott Laboratories test may return an inordinate amount of false negatives. The president's called the test a game changer, and it's been used for weeks in a bid to keep the White House complex safe.
It's a great test. It's a very quick test. And it can always be very rapidly double-checked.
He spoke in the Rose Garden, where many officials and staffers were wearing masks, but not all.
We've all been tested, and we're quite a distance away, and we're outdoor. So I gave them the option. They could wear it or not.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
For more on these stories, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. The coronavirus pandemic has claimed yet another retailer. This time, JCPenney has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy, the fourth major retailer to meet that fate. As AP's Mike Hempen reports, it follows a dismal report from the Commerce Department about retail sales.
The Commerce Department says retail sales dropped by a record 16% from March to April as business shutdowns caused by COVID-19 kept shoppers away and threatened stores across the country. The sharpest drops occurred at clothiers, electronic stores, furniture stores, and restaurants. Purchases at retailers are a major component of overall consumer spending, which fuels about 70% of economic growth. Over the past 12 months, retail sales have plunged nearly 22%. I'm Mike Hempen.
A man from Michigan is facing charges after allegedly making death threats against the state's governor and attorney general. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
There have been protests outside the Michigan State House of Governor Gretchen Whitmer's coronavirus stay-at-home order.
Governor Whitmer is taking away rights.
Prosecutors say Robert Tesh made threats in a social media message that were determined to be credible threats to kill. Governor Whitmer's order remains in effect until at least May 28th.
It is not easy. I'd be lying to you if I told you that any of this has been easy. It's not. And yet I know that we are doing the right thing.
If convicted, Robert Tesh faces up to 20 years in prison.
This is not a suggestion. These are not thoughts about how you can protect yourself. This is the force of law.
During a rally last month, some armed protesters entered the Capitol building in Lansing. I'm Ed Donahue.
A controversial anti-malarial drug is being given to U.S. veterans in VA hospitals, despite questions about its effectiveness against COVID-19. Mike Gracia of AP has more.
In responses provided to Congress and obtained by the Associated Press, the VA said Friday the malaria drug hydroxychloroquine is still being given to veterans with COVID-19, but on a lesser scale. President Donald Trump has promoted the drug for months. No large, rigorous studies have found hydroxychloroquine to be effective against COVID-19, with or without the antibiotic azithromycin. The Food and Drug Administration has warned against the drug combination. Mike Gracia, Washington.
The new U.S. Space Force flag was unveiled Friday at the White House, the first new military service flag in more than 70 years. Russia and China have recently placed a greater emphasis on their space capabilities. Iran and North Korea have less developed capabilities, but they still pose a threat, according to U.S. defense officials. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd.